Last Friday, we talked about a servant who serves his master not because he is required to or forced to do it, but a servant that does it from a willing heart. We talked about how it was in the Old Testament. The masters of the Old Testament had to follow certain rules when they had their own slaves or servants. So one of the rules was that the servant has to serve for 6 years. It's like a contract that he cannot break with the master. He's required to do it whether he likes it or not. On the seventh year, that servant has served his time. And from then on, he's free to go. He's free to do whatever he wants, live his own life, and do whatever he pleases. Now, however, if that servant sees that his master was good to him, and as a matter of fact, if he understands that his master knows what's best for him, then that servant can decide to stay with that master as a result. And that's a choice that servant makes consciously. So that's the process. There's a process that follows after that. The master then pierces the servant's ear to mark him as his own property. And so, therefore, that servant is going to serve that master. It's a symbol or sign that that servant is going to serve that master for the rest of his life willingly. That servant made that choice because he was happy to be there. And he cannot imagine anything better for himself than to serve this master for the rest of his life. Now, we talked about that in the Old Testament, people followed the commandments because there were certain rewards that they can acquire as a result, or so that they don't get punished for breaking those commandments. That was the motivation they had for following those commandments. However, when Christ came with the New Testament, he showed us that we can fulfill the commandments not because we are forced to do so, but because we can love those commandments. We fulfill those commandments because we love them. If you don't love something, you cannot force yourself to love it or fulfill it in that case. I mean, you can try to force to fulfill it, but doesn't mean that you actually love it. It comes from the desires within us. And the desire to love these commandments, they come from when we hear the Word of God. From the Word of God, it comes within us, changes our desires, gives us a new perspective of what God likes, what is pleasing to Him, and that starts to become pleasing to us as well. So the Word of God teaches us to renounce ungodliness and desires of this world, and on the contrary, we live lives that resemble God's image here on earth. And God is looking for servants that are willing from their heart, and glad to serve Him without seeking any profit for themselves in any way, shape, or form.